It's been bedeviled by problems and cost overruns. And today comes news of yet another delay in the completion of the National Children's Hospital in Dublin. Later this morning, the hospital's development board will tell the Doyle's Public Accounts Committee that, contrary to expectations, the building won't be substantially completed by the end of October. When plans for the hospital were first announced, the estimated budget was €650 million and the completion date was 2020. In February, the government said the total approved budget now stood at €2.24 billion. No one from the development board is commenting ahead of this morning's meeting, but we are joined now on the line by the Public Accounts Chairman, Brian Stanley of Sinn Féin. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
As you understand it, what has caused this latest delay?
There are a number of factors that's causing the delay. I mean, obviously, your listeners will know this hospital is needed and badly needed if we want to build a proper public health system in this country. As envisaged in Sláintecare, children are waiting for treatment. And if we look at the delays, there have been a succession of delays here in that the original dates were set, you know, three, four years ago. But the problem is that the contractor's not kept to that, and the board does not appear to have the necessary levers to be able to hold them to that. And they admit that in their opening statement to the Public Accounts Committee this morning in the documentation that they've sent to us. We have a situation where dates continuously get pushed out. The latest one was October of this year for substantial completion of the building. But what your listeners need to know, Rachel, is that there's a commissioning period after that. People have to get on site. Equipment has to be checked. Some fitting out would still need to be done. And there's a huge operation in terms of the logistics of getting the hospital up and running. So they envisage that to be 6 months. I don't think anybody looking at it realistically would believe that it's 6 months. I think you're looking at more like 9 to 12 months. So you're looking at probably the best case scenario here, the back end of 2025. I hope it's sooner, but I think some people are of the view, and I'm of the view myself, maybe that this could run into early 2026 before we actually treat patients. And that's the important issue here.
Yeah, so we'd be talking then almost 18 months from now, because to a layperson passing the site at the moment, I happened to pass it myself yesterday, it looks as though most of the main work is done.
Well, anyone that ever built a house knows that the exterior might look fairly well finished, but
we don't know what the inside is like. Yeah,
what the inside is, and hospitals are more complex as well. But the original kind of day, you know, the dates have been moved. I mean, there was a date there for the date that we were given a couple of years ago for August 2022. I mean, that's being missed now by a country mile. And what we're facing now is we have the date, and the board admitted in their opening statement that the October 2024 one for substantial completion of the building, that's the building up and the roof on and the doors hanging and the windows in place. But that is not the commissioning of it. That there's a substantial piece of work there. And we do know that there was problems with theatre ventilation systems. We do know that there's a range of other problems have come up. We do know that there are literally thousands of claims. BAM submitted 2,782 claims in total, and 2,182 of those have been substantiated. They were looking for €785 million extra for that. Now, what was settled was €22.8 million. So there's no harm in looking for an office, it was. But BAM is disputing 1,600 of those claims that have been determined by the employer's representative, which is the body that's the arbitration body. So what I would say is that that's been disputed. Some of these will finish up in court. And my concern as Chair of the Public Accounts Committee is that if some of these claims are high-value ones and to finish up in the forecourts, we do know that this could add substantially to the cost of this building.
Right. So even though the then Taoiseach said back in February that the budget was €2.24 billion and that there would be no further allocation, does this sound to you like further money will be needed?
I don't think the Taoiseach was in a position to say that. And I don't believe that anybody's in a position to say it. And I'm not in a position to say it to you this morning that this will stop at 2.24. Given the fact that there are so many moving parts, given the sheer volume of claims And on a site visit that to this project a couple of years ago, I asked both a BAM representative and a representative from the board to show me what one of these claims would be. And they pointed towards a window that had to be moved 3 or 4 feet, as I recall it. So just to give your, listeners, some examples.
Mm-hmm. Does that suggest, if a window was being moved like that, say 3 or 4 feet, does that suggest that the initial planning wasn't adequate?
Well, I think it's fair to say that on a huge project like this, there will be claims, there will be slight changes along the way. But I think 2,782, of which 2,182 have been validated, I think would seem to be a huge amount and seem to be excessive. I do think there's problems with this, with design from day one with this. I'm not an architect, but given what's gone on and watching the back and forward between the board and the contractor and what we've seen, the glimpses we've got of this at the Public Accounts Committee over the past 4 years.
All right.
I think there are problems with that.
Sorry to interrupt you. We're a little bit tight on time. As you were saying, you've been looking at this for some time now. Has your scrutiny made any difference?
I think if there was no scrutiny of it, I think that matters would be a lot worse, because I think when people do have to come in public, people who are responsible for overseeing this and answer questions, I think it does make a difference. I do think, unfortunately, that there were flaws in this contract from day one. I think there were huge flaws in it. I think there are, and this is really the important thing here. This state is going to build, there's a planned maternity hospital, Rachel, in the region of $1 billion to be built. And lessons really have to be learned, because, as you said earlier on, this started off at just over 0.6 of a billion. We're now at 2.24 of a budget out there now. It's multiples of that. We're heading for nearly 400% increase in the cost. And multiple changes have been made to that, to both the dates and to the cost. Mm-hmm. And what has to happen here is that on future, and this is for all governments, any large infrastructure project, or indeed small ones, I think the state and the taxpayer needs to be protected. Dates need to be nailed down. It hasn't been possible. And we have to admit this, that given what the board are saying, they don't appear to have what they call the levers to actually hold the contractor to dates that were given to the penalties. And I think a key question here is that what penalties have been put on the contractor to date? Because we do know that they've led the board on a merry dance. So what fines have been levied on the contractor for missing dates and going over cost?
Brian Stanley of Sinn Féin, Chair of the Dáil Public Accounts Committee, thank you for talking to us.